We're trying to get a deeper understanding of the nature of Shabbos. We say Vayichulu, and really says two ideas. Vayichulu means, Vayichalulikin, means everything was completed. That's one part of Shabbos. We mention the Shabbos at the time we start our actions and look at this amazing creation that Hashem created. We see the completion, how perfect everything is in the creation. That's one part of it. To appreciate the wisdom and the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we know are things that bring us to have a desire to have a deeper keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from the creation, appreciation of the amazing creation that He gave us. The second half is Vayishpois. Hashem stopped. The Shvita means stopping from physical interactions and recognizing that a world of spirituality here. The entire physical world is created to have a deep relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is built through the spiritual tools that He gave us, through the Torah activation. And that's why Shabbos is called the Makor HaBrachos. All the bracha comes from that, because if you think of it, everything that's in this world, everything that exists is from the Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything has its natural track. That's not Shabbos the bracha. An animal has the nature that it needs, the instincts that it needs to survive, and a plant has what it needs to survive. Bracha means to have something above the natural means of survival. Getting extra by being connected to the source of everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since Shabbos is a day of Shvisa, which the physical interaction stops, and we appreciate that the tachlis of this physical world is to use it, develop that spiritual relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we use it in such a fashion, then we are connecting ourselves in a higher level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the source of all the bracha. And we see Klal Yisrael as supernatural koiches to exist, to be saved from impossible situations. How does that happen? That comes from the special hashkocha of Hashem's Shechina on Klal Yisrael. And we get to it by the fact that we recognize what the nature of the world is and we take advantage of it. So this is a special thing of Shabbos, that it's called Shabbos Kipshutei. Shabbos doesn't just mean stopping. It means stopping from the physical interactions and recognizing that there's something much greater than that. And by recognizing that and taking advantage of it, a tefillah of Shabbos should be another tefillah, because a tefillah of Shabbos is much more powerful than a weekday tefillah. The Zemirs of Shabbos, the food of Shabbos, even the physical things. Yishra Hashem, how excited we are. And we want to have pleasures with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because everything we do on Shabbos is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we deepen the recognition with HaKadosh Baruch, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kesher to us, and we build it on Shabbos, then that brings us bracha. That supernatural Siyata Shemaya throughout the week. May we be Zeichet.